week tonight, Thursday, March 12th at 7 p.m., the Schola Cantorum of St. Michael's Choir School will perform Mozart's Requiem with Baroque Orchestra and soloists alongside principal conductor Brian Priddy. It's all happening, of course, at St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica. This is a program of reflective music on life's endings and the promise of everlasting life to come. Mozart's powerful and enduring Requiem is complemented by Gregorian chant and the emotionally charged yet restrained Dead March of Handel's oratorio, Saul. smcs.on.ca for info and tickets, or just search for St. Michael's School Choir. St. Michael's School Choir was founded in 1937 with the purpose of providing sacred music for services at St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica in downtown Toronto. It has helped to launch the careers of names like Michael Burgess, Michael Shada, and Stuart Goodyear, as well as pop acts like Kevin Hearn of the Bare Naked Ladies, the Crew Cuts, and the Four Lads, God bless them. With me in studio is Stephen Handrigan, the director of the St. Michael's Choir School, a man who has studied and worked from coast to coast in this country, from Newfoundland to Victoria, and here in Toronto as well. And S. Brian Priddy, who began his tenure as principal conductor of the St. Michael's Choir School in fall of 2018 after accumulating more than 30 years' experience working with all ages and levels of singers in academic, religious, and professional settings. His career has taken him from Rochester to Spokane to Atlanta and Fort Worth, Texas, with the Texas Boys Choir. He's toured the world with his choirs and recorded numerous award-winning and nominated recordings. Stephen Handrigan, Brian Priddy, welcome to you both.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Wonderful to be with both of you. And Stephen, I'll start with you. I'm preparing to sit down with Gordon Lightfoot tomorrow. Started in a church choir, and that's often the case for singers and performers. We just mentioned some of the names that started with your school. What's special about this group? What does the training offer future talents?
Oh, where do I begin? Well, we're the only boys choir school in all of Canada. We have 275 boys studying there from grade 3 to grade 12. And it really is a brotherhood, first and foremost. These boys know that what they do is very special every day. They sing together, they bond. And from that point of view, the school is completely unique. But probably when they arrive, they don't really realize what kind of a world-class musical training they're actually receiving.
Right.
And, you know, by the time they're, you know, 9, 10 years old, they're sight singing just like fiends and fierce sight singers. And, you know, you put, you know, professional musical scores in front of them as little boys and they don't even flinch. It's just like, this is their normal. And anybody from the outside who comes in and watches, it goes like, well, that's actually not really happening anywhere else. And it isn't. So when they graduate high school and, you know, most of our boys go on to careers and, you know, they're lawyers and doctors and business people, et cetera. Many of them do go on to study music. And when they go to study music, they realize, boy, oh boy, did I ever get a fantastic music education at the choir school.
And we all know how important just music education is to your life skills and any choices you make in your career as well.
Without a doubt.
The cooperation that's involved.
There's that old Yamaha poster that was in schools 30 years ago, success in music, success in life. Right. It's no coincidence.
No.
Well, so here at St. Michael's Choir School, we really do take that seriously.
And with that send up, I will point out, I mentioned tickets earlier. There are no tickets to this.
There are no
concert.
Tickets.
This is a free concert.
There are no tickets to the concert. And people say, well, you know, you have these wonderful soloists and a fantastic orchestra and boys, and how do you do that? Well, when we started the concert series 3 years ago in the newly restored St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica, which is magnificent, and if you haven't been there, you should just go to see the building,
right.
If nothing else.
Yeah.
But we started off with a philosophy that we want to invite people in. We want them to experience the beauty of the cathedral, the beauty of this wonderful music with our boys, and we didn't want to limit it to your financial means. So everybody is welcome. There is a free will offering. Give what you can if you can, and come and enjoy the concert.
pretty special at this level to be enjoying that for pay what you can, which is lovely. Brian Priddy, you've worked with youth choirs all over this, well, certainly all over North America. What was the allure of Toronto? What brought you here?
You know, I never thought I would be this far in my career and move to Canada and move to another country.
Right.
But there's always been a special place in my heart in training young men, especially the middle school age. You know, many studies show that middle schoolers...
Difficult age.
They're scientifically, they can be labeled as insane.
Sure.
but we've also discovered that much of how they are as middle schoolers is a predictor of how they will become as adults.
Interesting.
And so the bar is definitely raised there. So it's been my passion and my calling, I would say, to work with this age.
You've had a lot of success as a leader of these groups, and we just look at your CV as long as my arm and all that you've done. What are you looking to harness musically and energetically with these kids when you go to work with them?
Well, I hope to instill in them the passion for music, not just singing notes.
Right.
Anybody can do notes or them words.
Sure.
We get to that final concept of expression. And how expressive can you be? And I found that chronological age is not necessarily a predictor of how musical one can become. And so that's what we try to impart, is that innate musicianship to express the music to its highest potential.
That is what makes it great, of course. So tell us about this evening and how it's going to unfold, because I know you've put a lot of design into how
it's unlike anything I've ever conceived. We knew we wanted to sing the Mozart Requiem. We knew that was going to be the centerpiece. But the Mozart Requiem by itself is not quite long enough for a full-fledged program. So I thought, let's pair that with a Stabat Mater setting. But all the Stabat Mater settings were 20 to 30 minutes. And then I stumbled upon just the Gregorian hymn Stabat Mater, which is about 5 or 6 minutes, 20 verses. And then let's do that in surround sound.
Right.
Well, then it evolved where, okay, if they're in surround sound, how do they get behind the orchestra? Well, we need a piece of music to do that. So I remembered from way back the Dead March from Saul's oratorio, the Dead March from Saul, and I thought that would be perfect. Well, if they're going to do that, let's add the visual component. The boys are actually going to be all robed in black robes.
Wow.
And so we will actually imitate and mimic a death march in the middle of the program. And that leads directly into the Mozart Requiem itself.
Well, basically what's happened is you have all this musical knowledge, and we've just watched the dominoes fall as you've thought more and more about how you could make this night and this concert more and more thrilling for us. So that sounds wonderful. We're very much looking forward to it. And, I mean, I guess my parting question is, there are a lot of performances of this piece. TSO just did it. We see it coming with Luminato later this year. This is a special version. What does this piece evoke?
It's special in a few ways. First of all, we're using basset horns rather than the modern clarinet. So the basset horn, we know, was Mozart, one of his favorite instruments. We were fortunate to find two players that can actually play the instruments.
Right.
And we're also using rotary valve trumpets to mimic the darker sound of the classical period. And then the piece de resistance is probably that we're singing it with a boy choir.
Right.
Where else in North America are you going to hear this performed with a boy choir this year?
And I'll underline for free or pay what you can. And it is happening a week tonight, Thursday, March 12th, 7 p.m., the Schola Cantorum of St. Michael's Choir School, performing Mozart's Requiem and other pieces, as we just heard, with Baroque Orchestra and soloists. Principal conductor Brian Priddy, of course, taking part. It's happening at St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica. And once again, that website to just learn a little more, smcs.on.ca. And Brian, Stephen, just wonderful to have you both here. Congratulations on this very special night that you've put together.
Thank you very much.
And it's thrilling that people are going to, like you say, be able to enjoy it from all walks of life.
And we hope that the cathedral is completely full. It will be a wonderful, wonderful experience.
That's our look at the arts here on The Oasis.